VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israel's ruling coalition remained intact Monday after a key minister backed off his threat to withdraw his party from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Education Minister Naftali Bennett had pressured Netanyahu to name him defense minister after the defense chief post became vacant last week with the resignation of Avigdor Lieberman. With Bennett's party remaining, the coalition retains its slim majority with 61 of the 120 seats in parliament. The chairman of the Nissan automobile company, Carlos Ghosn, is to be dismissed after an internal investigation triggered by a whistleblower. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Nissan says an internal investigation found chairman and CEO Carlos Ghosn underreported his income. Japanese broadcaster NHK and the Kyoto News Service say Ghosn earned about $89 million over a five-year period, but reported it as half that. Ghosn's alleged misconduct includes personal use of company assets. Nissan confirms Ghosn was arrested after being questioned by Tokyo prosecutors. The automaker issued an apology to shareholders and stakeholders, vowing to address governance and compliance issues.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has sharply criticized President Trump Monday for questioning Pakistan's anti-terror efforts. He said the U.S. is making Pakistan a, quote, scapegoat for U.S. failures in Afghanistan. In an interview that aired Sunday on Fox News, Trump defended his decision to withhold hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Pakistan. The president also accused Pakistan of sheltering al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden before he was tracked down and killed in Pakistan in 2011 by U.S. special forces. This is VOA News. Both the Houthi militia